Well, for reaction on the decision of TPI, let's say good day to Glenn Williams, the president of the Tasmanian Poppy Growers Association. Thanks for your time, Glenn.
Oh, pleasure, Tony. Good day.
And just before we start this interview, we must say that there is legal action pending and happening at the moment against yourself and the Poppy Growers Association with TPI involved.
That's right. There were proceedings commenced by the company and directors against myself and Poppy Growers in the Supreme Court of Victoria, and those proceedings have not been concluded.
Okay, so obviously we can't say anything about the proceedings. But as far as the decision of the company is concerned, Glenn, was this expected? Was it a surprise?
Well, I guess to me it hasn't come as a surprise because one can't help but notice the recent attention that the company has given to its growing of poppies in Victoria, its references to the Northern Territory, and indeed its references to activity in Portugal. Now, all of these things are, of course, privy to that company, but the fact remains that Tasmania has been a very special place for the growing of the narcotic crop since 1971, and there has been a particular legal and governmental framework set up around the growing and manufacture of material in Tasmania. There has been some manufacture, obviously, in Victoria with another company having its manufacturing plant in Victoria, but Tasmania has been the place to grow. And it's not just we say because of the historical legal structure, but because Tasmania has demonstrated that it is the reliable place to grow commercially. And we're heartened by the ongoing promise of investment in irrigation in Tasmania, which will and truly drought-proof Tasmania and give Tasmania capacity to supply even more poppies if the world needs that supply. And that's another question that I guess is not answered by the TPI announcement. What is the situation of world demand for material in the short to medium term?
Glenn Williams, have you spoken to any of the poppy growers who grow poppies for TPI?
Not at this time. We do have many members who grow for TPI, and the indication from the company is it will continue to source material from Tasmania. Whether that occurs, of course, will be up to the company and working with its farmers. We have always and still have the door open to work with TPI to grow its business in Tasmania. Indeed, we work with all of the licensed holders to the extent that they you'd see the value in working with farmers. And I can say that that farmers are keen to grow poppies. Of course, farmers are facing the reality that areas contracts on offer have been cut in recent years, and the indications to us from the US market are that that traction or contraction in the market will be a continuing theme for a couple of years at the very least.
Do you see this decision by TPI to relocate interstate as damaging for the poppy industry in Tasmania?
Well, where we differ with TPI is the projections about Tasmania's capacity to supply, and we are absolutely satisfied, both from the knowledge base of our own members, but importantly from the studies that have been undertaken, is that Tasmania has an enormous capacity to grow poppies successfully and to guarantee a reliable supply line to what is needed internationally. And there is, because of the area reductions, a gap that's opening, which means that there is every potential for Tasmania to supply all needs for many, many years to come without the need to grow in areas that may not have been commercially proven. We say that Tasmania is commercially proven and that Tasmania is a very secure place to grow poppies. So that is a very important message that we want to get out there to those listening, that Tasmania remains the ideal destination to grow the plant.
Is there emotion that comes into this decision from your point of view? Are you a little bit angry about this happening?
Well, the decision for TPI, in a sense, to exist and be a licence holder was made by a previous state government. So it was a Tasmanian Labor government at the time that made that decision to grant a licence. And now we see that licence being transferred to another state, seemingly. Now, it's a matter of history that has happened. In terms of the effect of it now or in years to come, that really is in the hands of the company. Can they make a go of it? Well, good luck to them. If they see a future in Victoria, then that's their decision. The two other companies see a future in Tasmania. And of course, from a personal perspective and those of Tasmanian poppergrass, we are thrilled that the other two companies see a very good future here in Tasmania and are concentrating their commercial growing operations in Tasmania. So we rely upon that, and we are working with them to supply their needs.
Should poppy growers be nervous about what's happening?
Well, poppy growers are most of all nervous about the reality that there have been area cuts because of the demand reduction program that's been occurring in the US, which is flowing on to the demand for us to grow, put hectares, to plant hectares. So that's something we are very focused on. But, you know, agriculture goes up and down. Poppies are no exception to that. At the moment, they're going down. So farmers are working harder than ever to grow the best crop that they can for their company or companies, and I'm sure they're going to continue to do that. What happens in another state will be answered by time, I guess.
Do you expect now that the expansion in Victoria, which is happening at the moment, sees the poppy industry there having a brighter future than maybe in Tasmania?
Well, expansion is a debatable word, Tony, because we see that there are many sensitive questions for government to consider and make decisions on in the time ahead. The delicate balance of international supply and demand is a matter very much for the federal government under treaty. And so there are many, many things that need to be taken into account. What I can say is that the reality is that for farmers here in Tasmania, we have enormous capacity to supply product. We have seen area reduction in recent times, and that may continue, but we remain ready, willing and able to grow the poppy crop in Tasmania where it's commercially established. And our view is that Tasmania, for many reasons, will become an even more attractive place to grow because of the significant water investment that's occurring in Tasmania.
TPI says in its statement that part of the problem has been the inability to import poppy straw from sources outside Tasmania, like Turkey, for instance. Do you remain determined in a stance that poppy straw should not be imported into Tasmania?
Well, the reason for that inability is not given by the company in the statement, and so I can't answer the question from the company's perspective. What I can say is that from Tasmanian farmers' perspective, there is no need to import material into Australia because Tasmania has an overcapacity now to supply material. So from the point of view of the legal arrangements around narcotics, we say Tasmania has the capacity to meet Australia's requirements.
Would you call this decision disappointing?
Well, it's a matter for the company. All I can say is good luck to the company, good luck to the growers. There is disappointment, obviously, or concern by those who feel that they may lose out here in Tasmania from that. But I want to emphasise that the two biggest buyers of poppy straw remain 100% committed at this time to commercial growing in Tasmania.